Google-funded tech lobbyist Barron Soka apologizes for post about Trump dying from coronavirus. By Alam Bokhari on March 11, 2020. DC swamp creature Barron Soka sparked outrage on Monday when he tweeted that it would be poetic justice if President Trump died of the Wuhan coronavirus. But who is Barron Soka? Soka is the president of Tech Freedom, a nonprofit that presents itself as an opponent of top-down solutions in tech policy. The nonprofit is deeply tied to Google. Disclosures from the tech giant show that Tech Freedom not only receives funding from Google, but it is also part of its public policy fellowship program, which places Google-picked interns at public policy organizations around the world, including Tech Freedom. Soka's tweet drew condemnation from a wide range of conservatives and Trump supporters, including Representative Jim Banks, RN, Harmeet Dhillon, and Ann Coulter. The Tech Freedom president later deleted and apologized for the tweet, saying he would never wish death upon anyone and that it doesn't represent my organization's opinion. However, the tweet could come back to haunt Soka, who has attempted in recent years to persuade Republican lawmakers that they shouldn't use their power to tackle political bias from big tech companies. In 2018, Soka supplied testimony to a House Judiciary Committee hearing on online censorship, arguing that tech companies should not be stripped of their government-backed legal privilege, which renders them immune from lawsuits relating to the removal of certain types of content, as well as lawsuits related to the hosting of content. Soka argued that any attempt to tackle Silicon Valley's well-documented bias against conservatives would be akin to a fairness doctrine for the internet. He has also argued against crackdowns against big tech companies for their numerous violations of user privacy, telling the House Energy and Commerce Committee in 2012 that as valuable as privacy can be, its value is not absolute. Given that Soka's job appears to consist of the increasingly difficult task of persuading policymakers not to go after big tech, his anti-Trump social media posts may come back to haunt him. As the tweet from Rep. Banks shows, Soka's anti-Trump invective is not endearing him to Republican policymakers. Soka has not responded to a Breitbart News request for comment. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.